I hate Kurt for real, man.
Yeah, this is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
I'm DC Hendrix.
What it do? I'm Kurt.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
We're going. Y'all can start doing it again.
Okay.
I just want to be annoying. Y'all
can do it again. I love how that.
No, we keeping that one.
Man, if you want to keep it, man.
Yeah, let's keep that.
I'll
keep that. He hyped from the last episode.
Annoying.
He hyped from that last episode.
Wasn't annoying enough.
Oh, man. Actually, that made me feel good because I'm like, all right, yo, this is going to definitely be a fun podcast with y'all, man.
I think so too, man. That first one, we got a lot out. Got a rivalry already created within the show. You can already see that.
The rivalry is one-sided.
Very. I agree.
Very one-sided, man. So this is our Royal Rumble segment. I don't know what Kurt laughed about already, but
because we got so we recording the podcast,
huh?
You basically agreed with me.
Well, and we got
the rivalry is one-sided because you know.
Oh my god!
You think Kane?
No, he didn't. He didn't do that.
Definitely did.
You taking sides, Drew?
No, I'm not taking sides. Oh, man. Okay. If anything, I'm just a middleman.
Okay, I was gonna say you're supposed to be. Can't be taking sides. Oh, here go Kane. So we're watching the 2002 Royal Rumble because we're getting ready for the Royal Rumble coming up in 2023. We got the 2002 Royal Rumble up on Drew's Jumbotron in his living room.
Oh, my God.
And we, Kurt's favorite wrestler, Kane, the greatest of all time, just came out. He about to get beat up by the Big Show.
He said he was the greatest of all time.
He about to get beat up, watch.
I think you did say that last
time. He did.
Episode.
He said he was number one.
I said he's my favorite wrestler of all time.
That sounded like great. Of all time.
He about to eliminate. He about to pick the Big Show up.
No, Big Show going to eliminate him. Watch. Man. See? We continue from last episode,
it's
Kurt.
It's not a debate because I know. I know all the winners from.
Royal Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view.
From 2000 to now, I'm pretty sure I know all the Royal Rumble winners.
I can't tell you. I've just, my memory sucks with it.
I will put you on the spot, but I don't want no dead air on the podcast. Pretty sure. I know you're going to get lost because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's 23 years ago.
I mean, okay, 2000
was
The Rock.
No, we gonna quiz you. I think we need to make this a snippet.
Y'all like that?
Have it random. Y'all can do whatever. I think I'm pretty sure.
All right, so before we get out of here, that's what we gonna do at the end. At the end of this podcast, we gonna quiz Kurt and test his Royal Rumble knowledge from 2000, and we just gonna hit you with random years. Me and Drew gonna get the years up because I don't remember him like that.
No, I'm just not doing it at all.
I'm gonna be real with you. I can't do that. It still is my favorite pay-per-view, but Kurt apparently, is this show pay-per-view too? You know all the winners, huh?
I'm pretty sure I know.
2000. All right, we're going to see. We're going to do that at the end, right, Drew?
Yep.
You with that?
Yep. So, let's say, I mean, hell, like I said, we're watching this Royal Rumble from 2002, right, correct?
Yep.
All right, so I'm trying to see which mark.
We can start there as a teaser. Who won in 2002?
Triple H.
All right. I don't know.
I can't recall. Like, he turned from injury. Stone Cold about to come out.
Okay.
Rob Van Dam. Hey!
Oh, my God.
RVD.
All right, so on the last episode, we kind of talked about how RVD is...
He almost failed.
He almost failed. This is your king.
This is your king.
Come on now, this is your king.
Why you do me like that?
Man. So this is how I really wanted to start things off with, like, which one is your favorite Royal Rumble?
Ooh. My favorite is 2001. Why? Because Kane destroyed everyone. He had the record for most eliminations, which was 11, and he eliminated The Rock.
Unfortunately.
He only lost. Stone Cold used the chair, got him out. I'm still mad about that.
Dedrick?
That's tough for me. I'll let you go first because this is a question – for me, that changes.
Mine is, I hope I'm not wrong when I say it. It's 2000 in New York in Madison Square Garden. Pretty much, was in that one? I think it was the appearance of Taz in that one.
Yeah.
Or he was in that one.
He was in the pay-per-view, yeah.
The final was the Big Show and The Rock.
Yep.
The Rock ended up winning. But the thing about that was I just loved the whole setup of it. It's like, you know how the entrance now is really long, so they jogging to get to the ring. This one was like they coming from the actual NBA entrance, and that was back when back when Madison Square Garden was like Madison Square Garden, like the old school one. So I always loved that one. And then I remember how they did it a couple years later in 2008, and that was the one where John Cena had came back. Mm-hmm. And Triple H was in the middle of the ring. I was like, it was like the fans was a little bit close, but they was cool.
He gave a couple of them. So, like, for me, I always get torn. So, I will say I like 2003. That's one of my favorites, Brock Lesnar eliminating The Undertaker. I was a real big Brock Lesnar fan when he first came in. I was believing the hype. Yeah. I was all in.
I think we all were.
I was all in.
I was watching Raw.
Yeah.
When he debuted. He debuted, damn near killed Spike. Like, bro, what?
I looked at, I remember he threw him in there. I said, oh, damn.
Well, I know he's small, but come on now.
Yeah, he was a monster, man. That's
when I see them throw, I'm like, get off that young man's hands.
He was a monster, but yeah, he definitely I'm always torn between that one. And then one of my personal favorite ones was 2017. Mm. Randy Orton. Getting Roman Reigns on up out of there. Because it was one where everybody's like, oh, Roman Reigns. Go in. And Randy Orton just took it from right in front of him.
Yeah. That was a surprise. Cause
that was a surprise.
How they was pushing Roman.
Yeah.
You thought, you can sense by the crowd, when everybody saw it was just only Roman and Randy Orton, everybody was like, oh,
here we go again.
But then Randy Orton won. And
I'm a big Orton fan too, so that was huge for me. And the third one was 2020, Drew McIntyre. I'm a big Drew McIntyre fan, and for me, I love some Drew McIntyre, man. And that was just that Rumble was exciting. I mean, it was a lot of returns in that one. It was high,
yeah,
you know, very fast.
I think that was the last pay per view before they went back on COVID.
Them. Yep.
No, I thought they came back WrestleMania. I might be wrong.
No, that year
when that came out the Dome.
That same year.
Okay, I thought I was wrong.
Yeah, that was the last pay-per-view they had fans
before
COVID.
Okay, I'm wrong.
But again, eliminate Roman. Kicked him right on out. So, Drew McIntyre. Yeah. That's my top three. I always get torn in between those, but I think Brock Lesnar is my number one. 2003.
That was a good pay-per-view.
No, The Rock going to be my top one.
2000?
Yeah, it's just like it was just a memory for me. It's more as like a kid just watching. It's like, oh, this looks crazy. Like, what's about to happen next?
It was just one for me that, like, we knew The Rock was going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they tried to make us think The Big Show was going to win, but, like, we deep down.
And then I can't remember everything, but that was one where I remember it was like a lot of superstars where it was like, yo, these are like a lot of legit names coming out to the ring compared to now. You'd be like, oh, okay, who's the next entry coming?
Right.
This one, you like, let's not even front. When D'Lo Brown come out, you still get hyped. Like, oh, he about to snap his neck into the ring. Or my favorite part of the Royal Rumble that year was the Too Cool.
Yeah.
They started Rikishi. Dancing, and then Rikishi eliminated both of them.
What was their names? Rikishi, Scotty Too Hotty,
Grandmaster J.
No, Grandmaster Sexy.
Grandmaster Sexy. He said,
I'm mad DMC. I knew that right off the top of my head.
Man said, Run DMC.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Grandmaster J.
We leave it that. Don't take that out. I love that.
No, that was funny.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Too Cool. Because, yeah, didn't he eliminate him? Rikishi eliminated
him. Right after they started dancing. Yeah. Oh, that's messed up.
And then he kept dancing.
Yeah.
How mad I'd be. Like, I'm dancing, one of my homies just hit me.
Like, dang.
It's still hard for me to believe that Rikishi is the Usos' dad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That caught me off guard. Like, yeah, I didn't.
It was just crazy. Usos, you know?
When they said it, I was like, okay, I see it. But, dang, you just kind of snuck that one up on her.
I'll tell you what, Solo looked just like him.
100%.
He definitely do.
Like, if anybody got the looks from Rikishi, it's Solo.
I definitely love his character.
I'm happy he's not taking, like doing the things his dad used to do in the ring.
Yeah, he took a lot more from Umaga.
Yeah, and that's what I like.
You liked Umaga too?
Yeah, what?
Yes, let's go. All right. I got to check with you because, like, the first episode, I thought we was going to have a wrestling match up in here.
Umaga was nice.
He was nice, but.
Oh, Drew's the one on there. Hold on.
I didn't get to his character until I got older.
Oh, my
God. I wasn't a big fan. I'm like, yo, man. Who is this dude just stabbing people with his thumb?
Yeah, that was
yo, this move is crazy.
Yeah, Michael was nice. He had some good. The short time he was there,
yeah, man,
he had some great rivalry.
Rest in peace.
They did a lot. They wanted to do more for him, but
John Cena, Jeff Hardy,
yep,
Kane, yep. Triple H.
He had an Undertaker match, didn't he?
Yep,
he did.
Yep.
I might be wrong, but I thought he did.
I think he did.
Man.
He never got the heavyweight title, though. I think he only got Intercontinental.
That was it. Because I don't. During his run, it was short.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, in wrestling terms, it was short.
It definitely was short.
I hope Solo's in the Rumble this year.
Man.
Yeah, he have to be.
Got to be, right? I mean.
He has
to. And let him eliminate a few people.
I think he should have the time. Like, oh, he's in there for 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
It's always that one guy that be in there for 30, 40 minutes. I think he should have that time because.
So what slot would you want to see him in?
Like in the middle.
I want to see him in like number 12.
Yeah, like in the middle.
So I'm with you. I was going to say 13.
Yeah, I want to say number 12, and I want him to be in the realm of at least 30. I don't want him to have, not the record because 60 minutes, but at least 30, 40 minutes.
Let him work.
Yeah, like let him show his dominance because ever since he came, he was the, oh, I'm going to come and just fight. I don't care. Like, he's no storyline want to fight. So you can't have him in the Royal Rumble and get out so quick. He got to show his dominance.
Like, I want to see him, like his character, I want to see him be the enforcer.
Take care of everybody.
I even put it like this. I don't want to see him just throwing people to the ropes and just running into him with his back. I want to see you go to work. I want you to put a whole bunch of combinations together.
Yeah.
A topic for another day. This is just teasing going moving forward. And I ain't trying to start a whole discussion, but I'm going to go off the record and say I think Solo's the one to dethrone Roman. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that.
I thought that a handful of times.
I think that's what's going to go down. That's the only way they can do it.
I'm not going to dive in too deep into it.
Yeah.
But,
I'll just let the audience think on it.
How do you plan on – you got to break up the whole damn family once you do that.
You do. But we'll get into that.
Uso's going with Solo.
Yeah, like
for now though, they need to get him in the Rumble and let him eliminate some folks.
Yeah, no, you need to put a title on him right now since we're talking about.
I've been waiting on it, but they got Gunther, man. He's holding it. Gunther's been holding it, man. He's hogging that Intercontinental title.
I'm trying to think what else. The United States, heck, all right, go on Raw for a little.
They too busy building up Austin Theory.
I like Austin Theory.
I do too.
Austin Theory.
I do too. I want him to do a little bit more in the ring.
He definitely.
On the mic, he's awesome. But I need a little bit more.
I've got United States champion, but I've never got no like world champion or anything from him. I'm just kind of.
Theory?
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to do more.
I definitely could see a world champion.
I could too.
I have to see more in the ring or something where like the mic skills match the ring performance.
Yeah, I think he's getting better in the ring. I think the problem is. We didn't really notice how unready he was until he faced Seth Rollins. But Seth Rollins is one of the best, if not the best, in the ring. So, like, he would expose a lot of people. Like, honestly, Seth Rollins has will expose a lot of people.
You're not on my level, sir.
Well, now thinking about him, it's like, oh, wait, timeout.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, and think about it. Austin Theory's been beefing and been in a feud with Seth Rollins for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much since he went to Raw. For the most part, and Lashley,
he gonna
look good with Lashley, because Lashley's not the greatest.
Lashley is slower, that's why.
Yeah, but Seth like Rollins, with Seth Rollins,
he's doing everything. He used every part of that ring. You know, Lashley's gonna beat you in the middle, and it's easy for Austin Theory to fight like that.
Yep. Is Seth Rollins in the Rumble?
Absolutely.
Better be.
Absolutely.
Let's get on the topic we talked about. Who's going to be our final four? Like, who do we want to see in the final four of the Rumble?
Want me to go first?
Go ahead, Kurt. I feel like I already got it.
Dad, I know you do.
For the men's, I got Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Cody Rhodes, and Edge.
Wow.
And for the women's, top last four, Rhea, Raquel Gonzalez.
Oh, no.
Naomi.
Mm.
And from NXT, Cora Jade.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
This man done reach for the stars. Cora Jade.
Cora Jade. You can see what she doing in the NXT.
Explain.
Huh?
Explain.
You can see what she doing in NXT. And right, there's nowhere for her to go in NXT.
Yeah, so they win a title, She ain't won the title yet.
Okay, so
you gotta show me something.
What you mean?
Oh, she won the tag titles with Roxanne, who whooped her. She
never had a title shot.
Right, because she ain't even ready for that yet.
She's good. You don't like Cora Jade?
Final Four good, though?
Final Four, yeah.
I like Cora Jade for NXT.
I think Cora Jade going to surprise. But, they gonna push her.
I mean, I like that you're going against the grain.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's definitely, I don't know, Cora Jade, Drew?
Cora Jade. You don't even watch
it. I'm repeating it to myself. I'm like, man, that's a stretch, man.
Cora Jade, watch.
I don't trust no one this year in NXT to be that far, like, female-wise. Like, if Mandy Rose was still in, yes, I would have put her in that Final Four. Mm-hmm. But, unfortunately,
you already knew if they wanted something different, Mandy Rose wasn't going to. If you put Mandy Rose in the top four, you knew she wasn't going to win. Cora Jade gave you something to think about. Like, they could push her.
Yeah, quick. That's...
Man, that's definitely quick. They could hold on to that till before WrestleMania or afterwards.
So you really like Cora Jade?
I like Cora Jade. I think she's good.
All right. I mean, I ain't gonna pound you.
It seems like when I watch her match, it seems like she'll do anything to win. I think that's why she gonna be in the top four.
I definitely like her as a heel.
Okay,
I will say that. I mean, she is one of the top women in NXT, but I don't know about Final Four of the Rumble.
Final Four.
Ours is similar though. So for the women, my Final Four, by the way, we both got Naomi. I think that's a surprise. And, like, I kind of don't like how they're announcing who's in the Rumble. I kind of don't like that. Like, why did they tell us Cody Rhodes is in the Rumble? Like,
I wanted that to be a surprise.
Yeah, I did, too.
We already kind of knew he was going to be there.
We did, but we still didn't know.
Honestly, I didn't.
We kind of knew he was
We didn't.
I thought he was going to be more.
We assumed.
I thought his return was going to be more after the Royal Rumble.
But they...
Like Backlash. Well, I don't know. What's the second one? Or Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, I went back old school. Like, yeah, Backlash.
Yeah, keep us waiting. I mean, let us wait until, like, make us nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, dang, man, the Royal Rumble a week from today, the Royal Rumble's coming up. I ain't heard nothing about Cody.
Because it just gives you an idea, like, okay, it's going to be another debut or return. We don't have to worry about that return because we already know he's going to return. You know what I mean? That could be a spot for somebody else to return or debut or something like that. That's the way I'm thinking. You know what I mean? It could be Carmelo Hayes could have that spot to debut.
Don't even get my hopes up.
You know what I mean? Like,
now I'm excited.
Exactly.
Now, like we talk about, I'm like, damn, do you think we missing more of the excitement out of all this now? It's like, I think we just spoke about it off mic, Dedrick, like, how you get all the alerts and whatnot. It's like, damn, you take the excitement out the Royal Rumble.
I think so.
All these people.
I think so. Like, and it's like, I'm not even going to get started on, like, the quote-unquote reporters that be, like, leaking stories and leaking who's going to be in it and who's not going to be in it. I'm not even going to get started on that. Like, why is there – like, I know we love it and love sports entertainment, but it's literally the same thing as, like, liking The Bachelorette and knowing who's going to be eliminated.
Yeah.
The week before or something. So it's like, I'm not even going to get started on that.
So,
but in terms of the WWE, yes, I don't like that they announced. And even like the qualifying, like quote unquote qualifying match. Like, come on, bro. Like, we know that. Who's going to win this.
Yeah, I kind of, even though you do, I kind of like that. Nah, and I also,
swack.
Because back in the day, early 2000, they used to do like a lottery thing. Go in there, pick your numbers. I used to like that too.
Yeah, that I that like was, that. I do. Like,
I thought they would always do that.
But that's the night of.
True.
So true. That's before true. The Rumble, but true. It's the night of. So we still had to wait all the way until the day and night of the Royal Rumble to find out
right.
who was in it and when they would come.
Yeah, I don't like when they show who's going to be in it. I wouldn't mind if it's like how they doing the women's this year.
Yeah, like
they only showing four people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that makes it, you know what I mean? And me is, I counted, they show like 14 people already that's in the Rumble.
Yeah.
They can keep it at five. That's half the Rumble. Yeah. They can keep it at five and then have us guessing what's the other 25 going to be.
Mm-hmm. I think the only thing in the Rumble this year I don't want to see is so many like Hall of Famers or coming to the ring.
Real old people.
I don't want to see Brock Lesnar.
Like, oh, I swear to God. Oh, man. I don't want to see
Goldberg. Yeah, I don't want to see either one of them.
Oh, Jesus.
I got a feeling Goldberg will be in it. I got a feeling.
Somebody need to put Goldberg in a full Nelson this year and get him out the ring, bro. I'm sick of
it. Lashley need to put him in the, what is it called? The Hurt Lock? Is that what he called it?
Hurt Lock.
Yeah. and just never return.
Goldberg gonna pass out in the ring. Like, dude, you need to stop. I'm tired of seeing them. You are Ric Flair of wrestling now.
Man, Final Four. So name your Final Four again.
For the men's?
For men and women. Go ahead.
Men's is Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Cody Rhodes, and Edge.
So I got the same three. I got Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. That's tough. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins. I got Bobby Lashley. I hate to do it. I'm going to go Sami Zayn. I got Sami Zayn. I just have a small feeling that's where that storyline's headed.
Mm.
The way everything's going with Kevin Owens and the bloodline and all that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I got a feeling that Sami Zayn, some way, somehow, is going to get a shot at Roman for the title. Maybe because of the Rumble. It could be not. But him even making it to the Final Four could even become a problem.
Yeah, I'm taking out one of the Usos.
Yeah.
So that's my men's Final Four. And then for the women, that was a lot easier for me. I'm still hoping that Mandy Rose somehow finds a deal. And all this was a hoax just to build her up even more. And that she makes a surprise return in the Rumble.
It could be.
I mean, imagine how big that return would be, though.
That would be
like what?
That would be.
She'll be the talk of the night.
She definitely will be.
That would be easily. So I'm hoping for that, but I'm not going to predict
it. See, the problem with that is, right? Well, she could win it.
Oh, if they brought her back, she'd have to win.
She had to win. Yeah. That's why I was like, okay.
Or you got to set her up for some type of rivalry.
Just think how instantly that puts her. So she went back to NXT to repackage herself, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had to try stuff new.
She was horrible.
How much terrible she was. She really was.
Thanks.
But she's so much better now.
Yeah, most definitely.
And what more puts her back in the title picture on the main roster than winning the Rumble?
You have to fight Bianca.
Who? Bianca?
I don't think she's going to go to Charlotte.
No,
I don't think,
that doesn't make, yeah, that
you
doesn't
know what
work.
I mean? Like, that's why I said Bianca, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I hate to see Bianca lose her title to that.
I would like it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Wasn't she the general manager of Raw, too? Who? Mandy Rose.
No, that was Sonya Deville.
Yeah. I think Mandy Rose was for a little bit too.
They never gave her that type of role.
I think she did.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm pretty sure.
I know Sonya Deville did SmackDown.
Yeah, they never gave that to it. Because they would have been. Deville need to you would have known off the top of your head for real.
You like Sonya Deville?
No.
She is. I like her character. Hmm. Okay. I like her character and what she speaks for. And I like her. She's good as a heel.
Yeah.
But. It's just in the ring.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
It's not enough.
So
it's not enough. Like she don't fight like a heel. She just fight like somebody just there. Like she's not believable.
I definitely get what you're saying
like,
on that.
She's not like you're supposed to be like a fighter. Like you
just dull,
MMA
average.
Or whatever you was doing, and then you're not fighting like that.
You talking about when she came out, just like the entrance when she was boxing.
But now, like we know her background,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. She's not using her background for her wrestling. She just don't like she know what she's doing.
Like she acting like a manager in a way, wrestling like a manager.
That's how I see.
I was hoping they would replace Mandy Rose with Sonya Deville with Toxic Attraction.
Leave Mandy Rose. Leave her alone.
I was hoping they'd do that.
Yeah, you really.
I wanted Sonya because I think for Sonya Deville, I think that would have made her. I think she kind of needs something like that.
You think so?
I think Sonya needs a click.
But I feel like they've done it before and it was never successful.
No, but Toxic though, like Toxic's one of the best tag teams.
I like Toxic.
Like I mean, come on.
It sucks. They came in a time where there's not a lot of women's tag team.
Yeah.
Because imagine them taking going up over. Against. Bayley and Sasha even I mean Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross even you know what I mean they had more
they're better than them
they had a whole Elimination Chamber with women's tag team now they can't even do that
and just a preview ahead we gonna have a whole podcast coming up dedicated to women's wrestling
because
we are all three big fans of where that is today but I just think with the women's rumble and that's you still got me kind of stuck on
it's going to be a surprise because they're not going to just have four. Like, it's not.
So we agreed on Naomi, though, right?
Yeah, I think she's going to make
a return.
Got
Naomi.
Yeah.
I got Rhea Ripley. I think that's,
that's
the final four.
Like, that's a given. That's more likely that's probably the winner.
Rhea Ripley. I think everyone wants her to win. I got Rhea Ripley. I got Liv Morgan. I got Naomi. And then the last slot, I'm going to go That's where it gets tough. Probably Oscar. No. Go Oscar.
See, that's,
I can't even see it.
And that's one of the reasons I picked Corey J, because it is tough. So I just
went, the fourth one's hard.
I just went wild card. Corey J, okay. Why not? NXT, why not?
You had Raquel, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had mine a little bit, like, this might seem like an obvious answer when it comes up to the four women. So, mine was Rhea Ripley.
Yep.
I had Bayley.
Ooh. Bayley is one of my favorites.
Yep, yeah, I had Bayley. Had Becky Lynch. And then I had Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Like, I could see Alexa Bliss just sneaking her way to that final four. Like, I feel like she has all the time. Like,
when so you assuming, though, because don't she got that match with
she fighting
Bianca for the title?
Oh, damn. Like,
so you already said she losing that.
Yeah, she going to lose that. Like, she coming in.
Said, well, I know she
don't see
lose.
I don't see her. I can't see Bianca right now.
No,
she ain't losing off her Alexis. Run.
Yeah, I got a little nervous when she faced Bayley in that ladder match.
Yeah, that's
I got a little nervous then. I was like, I don't know, man. Bayley kind of hot right now.
I don't see.
Bianca. I don't see. Yeah,
I really thought they was gonna put the title back on her as soon as she got back.
Yeah, because she had the group. She had So
yeah, it was so much for her to win. So now that she's on here, I'm like, okay. I mean,
I love Dakota Kai and Io Shirai.
I do too.
Dope.
And at first I didn't, because I was like, man, they just throwing people together. Like, I was mad. I was like, man, they just tossing people together and making them a tag team. But they grew on me.
I was for it.
You were.
I think I was just ready to see. All right, so we've seen all different phases of Bayley.
Yeah,
we seen her as the happy go girl or whatever.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Horrible. So then we've seen her turn heel. So when she turned heel, I was like, man, this is about to be really corny. But she really made that character her own. And now we seeing the Bayley the leader. Like, all right, what else can they do with the character? But mm-hmm. I am ready to see her go back into a title run as well.
Yeah. That's why, like, that was my only thing with it, is like they brought her back with all this hype. And that's why I thought she was going to take the title.
Exactly.
You know, like, and then EO and Dakota won the tag title. So I'm like, all right, it's Bayley's turn. Mm-hmm. It's Bayley's time now, right? And she gets a shot, and she got a couple times. She's already had a couple chances and lost both of them. So I like you having Bayley in that. I like that.
Bayley. Yeah, no, that's like my.
It was Bayley when the COVID happened. Bayley and Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Was the two best wrestlers at that time.
I agree.
No, they took over.
That was their era.
It was. And that's when, I'm really glad you said that, because obviously there's no crowd. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really see who's good on the mic. Because you can be good on the mic with no crowd. You could be good anytime. And Bayley,
it was like I was very interested in her character inside the dome, because like obviously we could hear literally everything you're talking. I think there was one time, I think they won all the bells, and all you could hear Bayley saying, "We got all the gold. It was just funny. Like, she really made that character hers.
Yeah, definitely. Like, her. Then when they put her and Sasha Banks together, gave them all the titles.
Man.
That was amazing to watch.
It was kind of crazy just not, like, seeing a run. It's kind of, I wish things went different with that. But also, they were in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did all they could. They did all the funny stuff. This is kind of off subject from the Royal Rumble. I'm happy they got rid of 24/7 belt.
Oh, my goodness.
After that
dumb
situation. Oh, man.
That old fake hardcore title
that was disgusting.
It was terrible. And then it got. So at first it was okay. Like, it was still annoying, but like.
It was just something different.
When they started having like Tamina. Trying to go for it, but
when you look back on it, it's just like the old hardcore, but it was more in a cornier version.
Yeah,
hardcore was
like, okay.
That's how I thought it was going to be, because they had Mick Foley presented.
Yeah,
so that's why I thought, okay, the hardcore title, okay, they're going to have it 24/7. Anything, but
and then R-Truth kept winning it.
Yeah, he won it like fucking 25 times.
All right, man. So if he going to Hall of Fame for this belt, all right, then this is
he definitely gonna be a Hall of Fame.
That's definitely his character.
Oh my god,
that's what I think WWE should have first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's something else, because there's no way, I'm just saying names, there's no way R-Truth should be on the same ballot.
No.
You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They definitely should have like first ballot Hall of Famers. Maybe 20 years later R-Truth can get in, but he's not on first ballot. You know what I mean?
You ever think they would change the rules of that?
Yeah. I mean, get a first ballot, second ballot.
Yeah, I think that'd make it more.
Well, change the rules of that, and then also bringing in other companies' wrestlers, like a New Japan wrestler,
like a wrestling Hall of Fame instead of just that'd be dope. Ooh. I mean,
people got to look at pride.
The only way they would do that is if Tony from AEW buys WWE. Then I could see something like that.
Yeah.
Oh no, I see it.
But who would be in the Hall of Fame?
Vince McMahon, as long as he is running WWE, he will never retire.
And I would think with,
I say someone like Dustin Rhodes. Like, just say him, like, he been in the business so long. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, man, we need to finally enter. But he over here at AEW.
Yeah, but he haven't retired yet.
Huh?
He haven't retired
yet. I thought he was considered a retired wrestler.
He had his last match recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, it depends on him. Because if I'm pretty sure Chris Jericho, when he retired, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, for sure.
I'm pretty sure they're going to get him in the Hall of Fame because he still talks to.
Yeah.
Everybody, he said him and Vince McMahon still talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it wasn't. No, if it's not no bad blood.
If Jericho don't get in the Hall of Fame, that's like as bad as like Barry Bonds not being.
Yeah, if Jericho don't get in the Hall of Fame, that's terrible. They just being petty now. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure once you retire, Triple H is going to. If it was up to Vince.
Right.
But if Triple H, I'm pretty sure Triple H was like, okay, Chris Jericho still going to get in there. And who else? Daniel Bryan or whoever. You know what I mean?
He's still not on my Mount Rushmore, but I like Chris Jericho.
So.
The Rock and Stone Cold on the same night.
Oh my God. I'm not about to start with y'all. No. So also, let me get my final four out for my guys.
The guys was a lot tougher.
Yeah, that it is for me too. Seth Rollins automatically. Yep. Cody Rhodes, I feel like it makes sense to have them two just there.
Hope it don't. Hope they not the final two.
I was hoping they'd be the first two.
Huh?
I was hoping they'd be the first two. 1 and 2. And let them be in it the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You let them swing it out. I like that, though. I didn't have that idea.
So. I'm not disagreeing. Like, it's,
Like, roll with it. Let just them like be the first two.
Years ago,
like, what kicks off the Rumble better than that?
You got to have it.
Seth and Cody. Seth come out first, and then, boom, Cody's.
They would have Cody come out first.
Let's get it.
No, you have Seth.
And to be honest with you.
Cody wins.
You gotta have Seth come out first.
Who was number two when they came and they won?
Because then you're going to have Seth all discombobulated like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't even see them going at it that like that long once they come out. It's probably going to be a little build up to them.
Oh, yeah. They're going to let the crowd. Oh, yeah.
Man, it's going to be like 2 minutes of them going at it and then the next person coming out.
Yeah, that's what it is. That pop. Yeah, you always got to start the Royal Rumble with a pop. Like, just like that 1 year they had Edge and Randy Orton 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Man.
That'd be a big pop.
Damn, who was my other two?
Got Seth, Cody.
So, what's the brother name? Uso's brother.
Jimmy?
Jay?
Solo.
Right. So, I got him.
Oh, you got Solo.
Yeah, I got him.
Ooh.
But then when I was like, also, like, so this is what I want to see. So, this is my personal opinion. So, Solo. And then I want to see Sami Zayn.
Mm.
I want to see what happens. Like, can y'all build that up where he eliminates Solo?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
So it's like, all right, man. Like, well, hold on. So, what y'all gonna do after Sami Zayn? Is he still part of the bloodline?
Right.
Or
he can't be. Or
is he gonna give up them rights so he can prove he family? Or is he gonna take his shot?
Ooh,
I like that.
Kevin Owens definitely gonna get his ear that night.
That night.
Yeah,
and definitely on SmackDown to follow.
Yeah,
wow. That's gone. I like that.
That'd be interesting. He gave it to Solo.
You can extend that storyline now.
So it's over after that.
So like, you saying if that was the final four, so does Sami eliminate Solo right away in the final four, or are they the final two?
No, he gotta eliminate him before that. Two.
Okay.
Yeah, he eliminate him then.
You eliminate him then. It's like wait a minute. So you didn't get out for Solo,
right?
You really attempted. Right, so you gotta kick him out now.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Now that he done eliminated Solo, now he got to figure out this situation. Mm.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I can't wait.
So that was the final four. So who's our winners?
Ooh.
For the men, I think we probably have the same winners. For the men, I got Cody.
I don't know. Do we?
And then for the women, I got Rhea.
This old storybook. Yeah, he went. That's what everybody got.
Yeah.
Rhea.
That's what everybody got. Rhea and Cody.
You got Rhea.
I don't have Rhea.
Damn it, man.
So, I don't. I wanted to, because she is my favorite woman wrestler, period, right now. But I got Cody Rhodes, and I got Naomi.
Ooh, no.
Oh, man, that's gonna be.
I got Naomi.
That's going to be a stretch.
I got Naomi.
I would like to see Naomi win one.
Yeah.
It depends if they... Because that means she can't be... Well, she can get in the bloodline after.
I bet
you
that was like damn near a clause for her to come back.
I can't... What, for her to go in the bloodline?
Or just for her to be back in the title picture, period. Because, like, she ain't got no tag partner no more.
Yeah, true that.
So, like, all right, if I'm going to come back, I better get a shot at the title then.
You right.
They win in the Royal Rumble.
Naomi, always, Cody Rhodes. Write it down.
See, so I got Rhea. But I swear to God, it's like this... Rollins and Cody rivalry. It's like, all right, do y'all let Rollins win this and let Cody wait it out just a little bit, get himself back together?
And be Rollins and Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
Then Rollins win and then Cody and... Would you want more? Cody versus Roman or Cody versus Rollins?
I want Rollins.
They fought already.
And it's no shot at...
Twice.
And this is no shot at Cody.
Couple times. They fought here.
No, it's no shot at Cody, but Rollins put in his work the last few months.
He
put the damn company on his back, even when he was taking losses.
Separate the title at the Royal Rumble last year.
Either separate this or like,
Or just make Rollins got to
lose.
Yeah, Rollins, I think he's
like they say that that like. There's no one to beat him, but I'm like, heck, you got Rollins right there.
So you got a lot of people to beat him.
I just don't know when to do it. That's the only thing.
They got a lot of people to beat Roman. Like, Roman's not, they trying to make him the greatest all the time. He's not even close.
I just feel like they've built Roman up so high that there's just the scenarios that are possible and believable to dethrone him are declining by the day. Mm-hmm. Every day he is still champion. No storyline makes any sense other than, I guess, Cody the problem child coming back.
Yeah.
The golden child.
And that's why I picked Cody, because there's no other.
Yeah, I mean.
Him and
Rollins have faced several times already.
Maybe it does need to be somebody in the bloodline that does or do
it's,
something.
Or it's somebody from the
bloodline. Because, like, when you think about it.
Should do it. I think it should be Jay.
Solo.
I agree more with Jay.
They already faced.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's who started the bloodline.
So I like that you said that. So yeah, they already faced, but that was about 3 years ago?
Yeah, but he's still that match was so horrible. Like, Roman literally destroyed him. I don't even think he did a move. And literally made
Let's see what you can do now. Yeah, you had 3 years
right, since now he got Jimmy and he got Solo.
I think it's gotta be
Solo. You gotta build up Solo a little bit more then.
I'm not worrying about Solo. He's going to get.
I think he's going to be champion that long. I think Roman is going to be champion that long to where it's gonna have to wait until Solo is built up.
And there's also KB where anybody can help. I can't even think of his name right now.
So that's what I'm saying. It got to be something to where. But Usos ain't gonna help Roman.
He can't have any help in the match. Whatever he loses, I can't see no Usos jumping in, or if they do jump in, whoever he fight better have some backup too. This can't they just can't help you every time you really about to lose.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be champion that long. I think the plan originally was to have Roman and The Rock. Mm-hmm. And I think things just changed. Obviously, with Vince McMahon, I don't see The Rock. I don't see him coming back.
We'll see Monday. Monday would tell us
if The Rock's coming back.
If The Rock's coming back, because they probably have like a bloodline
reunion
type thing. So it's gonna be Rikishi gonna be there, and you know what I mean, Roman Reigns' dad and all them. If The Rock comes,
you can't watch it.
I'll be at work.
Oh man,
The Rock's not gonna be there.
Can watch it on your phone,
maybe.
Definitely gotta watch on your phone,
bro. Yeah, you gotta do something.
All right, y'all go on your accounts, but we'll talk about that off the podcast.
Yeah, we got you. We got your back. So, again, you got So you got Seth Rollins. Seth you got Rhea Ripley.
Yep.
Drew.
Yep, Seth Rollins.
Drew got Seth Rollins, Rhea Ripley. Kurt.
I got Cody and Rhea.
Okay, so two Rhea's. Man, y'all making me. That's my favorite wrestler. Yeah, I ain't even got it.
You already know she's going to win. You already know.
I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I'll be perfectly fine with Rhea winning, honestly, but I got Naomi, man. I think she comes back, instantly gets a title shot. I think you get her and Bianca for the title.
Mm.
I think you get her and Bianca at WrestleMania headlining. I mean, two black women, boom.
First of all. They already did that.
That was cool.
They already did that.
It ain't going to hit like this one.
Well, I don't know. That one did hit. That match was fire. Yeah,
match was fire.
Because I was even just looking. This is going to hit different, though.
It definitely might be because of...
Just because of the whole story. Everybody knows the story.
It's because of knowing. Yeah, everybody know. Yeah.
Like, this is different, man. Yeah. Like,
I really hope
she was standing up for women's wrestling, man. Like, they was literally just letting them win the titles and just throwing them away.
Yeah.
And she, like, stood up for that. She's like, all right, well, I ain't going to wrestle then.
Yeah.
You know, they bring her back. Man, that's a whole different story.
The fact that she even in a position to talk to him again.
Yeah.
That's like, remember, that was even unheard of. Like, they damn near used to have to sue back then.
Yeah.
Because of Triple H. I'm telling you. Triple H. Vince McMahon don't like tag team wrestling.
No, he don't.
No.
And you could tell by his booking.
Yeah, you could tell what he don't like.
He'll be throwing people together.
And Triple H, I mean, he probably going to do some stuff that we don't like, but everybody not going to be happy with everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But he's not.
He's
not about to do Naomi like that or the tag team titles.
Right.
Because you see, I don't know, like a couple weeks ago when Ronda lost, I think she tweeted or something. She was like, oh, I might want to go for the tag team championships. So it'd be her and Shayna. That's building the women's tag team champion. Then they bring up Toxic Attraction. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be crazy.
It's crazy.
That's a WrestleMania match for the women's championship right there.
Right there.
They're not gonna think of it. Man, it's crazy how they ain't gonna think of that.
They not.
And they like what you were saying about tag team wrestling, like even going back in the day, heck, they liked it, but they always booked it wrong. Mm-hmm. Like all those triple threat matches we got thrown at with the Dudley boys, Christian and Edge, and the Hardy boys. It's like, all right, yo, we love to see these table and ladder matches, but.
Then they start throwing in APA.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking forward to it, y'all.
I can't wait.
I think we need to come up with a segment on the show where at the end we predict, like make a, at least for the pay-per-views, where we make a prediction on who's going to win. Like certain matches, like with Royal Rumble, we predicting. Yeah. And like we have like a belt. You know what I'm saying? We purchase, like, we all put our money in because they're kind of expensive.
Oh, they really are. Crazy.
But put our money in for a belt, like a WWE belt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever makes the right prediction gets the belt for the month. Yeah. To the next pay per view.
To the next pay per view.
Man, I don't know if we should do that, man.
I think it's a great idea.
Because once I get the belt, yeah, I might not see it though. I'll be right here chilling.
Say go pawn it.
You gonna pawn it.
You gonna put it on Facebook Marketplace. Right. We gonna get on Facebook Marketplace. Like, hold up,
got a real belt.
You know, man, I'm gonna force him. Like, yeah, sign
$2,000.
He gonna try to give it to somebody else to post. Yeah. So he
signed
he
by
he
Roman
declared.
Reigns. Right. Maybe signed by Roman Reigns. Me, just wrote his name in cursive.
Sell it on eBay. Nah, maybe that is a bad idea. See, he already getting ideas.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, man.
We need to have some kind of wager, though, because...
You got to have something every month.
Okay.
Because we all got something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all got something different.
I think.
For the most part.
We got Seth, we got Cody. Y'all got Rhea, I got Naomi.
Yeah.
I got Seth. Yeah, we could definitely do something. Definitely WrestleMania. That's when we should start it.
Because
that's going to be the big card to that card.
Yeah, they're going to have at least about 15 matches.
Yeah, we'll make our predictions of each match, pick them. Whoever gets the most right gets the belt.
Okay.
That also give me enough time to save up because them belts like $300.
Man, I actually follow like one guys on TikTok. He has a whole belt collection. I got to shout him
out. Yeah, man, it's a bunch of them. Like, man,
that's
y'all.
Crazy. Y'all spend all this money on
I know y'all
belts.
Ain't got no girl because my girl ain't going to be cool with me spending that much money
not for
on
no belt.
Man, maybe having belts and like action figures.
I can't do it.
Belts. We could just get a little replica.
Yeah,
at Walmart for $30.
Yep, cool.
It'd be cool.
Hey, yeah, hold up.
It'd be cool.
No, so,
it's just symbolic.
Yeah, just get big
it ain't
gold,
like,
the big gold one.
Let's cool, make it like a belt where we could let people sign on it, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. They ain't going to make it. That'd make cool. them signable.
Get a marker and have
that'd be cool if we ever, yeah, like, if we go to, like, wrestling events.
Okay.
And get people, and you know what I'm saying? And get them to sign it. I'm with that. I'm with that. Cool. But we can't go up to them with them little cheap belts from Walmart.
Here, sir. And they'd be, they're a little gonna be plastic, like, what? Like, you are a grown man.
You a grown man with a belt from the toy aisle. You gonna sign aisle in 9 in Walmart.
You gonna sign it or what? what's really going on? Like, you ain't, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, listen, I'm just a fan.
Right. I'm like, yeah. Okay, if y'all want to buy a real belt, we can do that.
All right, bet. The
price on which one.
Okay.
Rumble
2023.
Bet. So before we close out, man,
we gotta hit Kurt with that quiz real quick.
Oh, what was the quiz?
We gotta hit him with that quiz on the Royal Rumbles. Remember, he think he know the Rumbles.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
he thought we forgot.
So before we started, man, Kurt was talking about how he know every Royal Rumble winner from now to what was the year?
2000
Ooh.
Till last year.
Hold on, do you really think you can do this, bro?
I'm hoping.
He get nervous now.
Bro,
he
said, I know he's stuttering.
He said, I'm. Sound like, what's that pick name from Looney Tunes? Yeah, Porky.
That's all.
Porky. Porky. Yeah, that's what you just sounded like. All right, so you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you got it.
All right, 2004.
Chris Benoit.
Ooh.
Hold on, man. I got it. All right, you keep on going.
You got like a correct sound effect, like ding or something?
Right.
We got to hit
this
him.
Only a couple.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think too.
That's good enough.
sound like I got it wrong.
Hey, our Cash App's in the description. We taking open donations. All right. 2007.
2007, Undertaker.
Good grief.
He was right.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Wow.
That was nothing.
I'm tired of this damn bird. Put a marker or X in my mouth. Like, like, just let the birds.
Your reminder, to hit the Cash App. All right, I'm going to make it hard. 2011.
Alberto Del Rio.
What the?
Come on, man.
He didn't get that right.
Yes, he did. Oh,
wow. Alberto.
This man memorized it.
Come on, man.
Hold on.
There ain't no way. All right. 2006.
2006 was Rey Mysterio.
He's on, bro.
I'm on it, bro. Wow.
I feel like I got someone to challenge you, but it's kind of late. I'll wait till another episode.
2001.
2001. Oh, come on, Stone Cold.
Dude, let me see. Try to take it, man, because y'all might be trying
to take it back. I mean,
all right, man. Listen, Kurt, bro.
Well, that's why he got his phone.
No, really, you know that was over there. Stop playing, bro.
Okay. He's trying to be cool. He's trying to search it on the corner of his eye.
Okay.
No, he did that on his own.
Okay. All right, I got one. 2003.
2000, Brock Lesnar.
Bro, this dude here, he got that right.
Crazy.
Okay.
Two more?
Two more. All right.
Oh, he get nervous. He limiting it.
Nervous.
Okay.
Definitely
getting nervous. Dang, this one. All right,
2015.
Ooh.
2015?
Yep. I might have got him. On
Roman Reigns. I had to think, you know what I mean?
One more. Oh, my God. Damn.
Yo.
All right.
One more.
1976. If he messed around and said, Bob Gates.
Right.
Fuck her.
First Royal Rumble was
83. Oh, no.
He said Bob Gates.
That sounds like an old-ass wrestler, too. I'm like, Bob Gates?
Oh, boy.
Bob Gates.
That's crazy.
Hey, the Intercontinental Champion Bob Gates.
It's the craziest name I've ever thought of. Bob Gates. I don't know about
that. That sounds like an old wrestling name, bro. All the names were no Bob chucks. Back in the day. Why the fuck? How all y'all named Bob? Ain't no
true. Y'all are silly, man.
Okay. Oh, man.
All right.
That was a great old wrestling name. Okay. That was really good.
That was good. That was
so you
good.
Just said you said you only knew about
from 2000 till last year.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I was gonna ask you 99.
99 or the Vince McMahon.
Oh my goodness.
All right, yeah, you
come on now.
Hold on, let me see if I can write the right one.
That, never mind. So we all see that I do not know the buttons to this podcast.
Give me one more.
Bro, it can't be no
more. We done did the whole last 20 years.
I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Don't do nothing in the last... 2010.
2010, that was...
Edge. Okay. All right, so let me add a little twist to one. Who did he eliminate?
Chris Jericho.
Nope.
Batista.
Nope. Thank God.
Oh, man.
John Cena.
Damn.
I was about to say.
Those last four.
I was about to say, damn.
Hey, that's still good, though, man.
That was perfect.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Is that just something?
You just
remember that, huh?
Just remember.
It's crazy. I know some people got like certain talents.
Wrestleholics.
Wrestleholics.
No, I got a cousin. He lives in Florida right now, my cousin Kai. And I'll never forget this. Like, I think we had to be like at least sixth grade, maybe still like elementary. He just could tell you every single wrestler, like who's coming down the stage. He said their name, where they from, they weight, like. He does every single thing. And I'm right here like, bro, how the hell
be playing a lot of WWE games.
He's a big WWE fan.
What was SmackDown? SmackDown versus Raw?
Right.
I'm definitely going to call him in for one of these episodes so we can definitely listen in.
That's crazy.
We need to have a video game night and play the new WWE game.
It's been some years since I actually played it.
I got it.
I'm SmackDown like early.
This is better than SmackDown.
The new ones
are better than that was.
I might get into it. Did you ever purchase that one game that's off subject Raw?
Yeah,
that one sucked.
That was terrible.
I ain't had nothing else to play on my Xbox, but skip it.
The AEW game coming out too soon.
I'm not.
AEW.
Yeah, that might be more exciting
than the actual show.
At least we're not going to do that. They are good people over there.
It's some
good wrestlers.
That's going to be a topic for a show too. We got a lot of topics we're going to cover on here, and that's definitely one of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
It's how we feel about AEW, and we're gonna have some real people on too, like, and try to get them to convince us.
Yeah, because I don't see it.
I watched it for the first time. So I watched it when CM Punk came back.
I had to watch that night.
Dud.
Yeah. I've been watching it on and off for a couple. Since they started.
And it ain't got no better, has it?
Good start off, like, with the matches and whatnot, but
I think they just trying too hard to beat WWE instead of just focusing on them.
Like, because they could really have a good women's division if they had just a
good tag team division, too. They just...
So, actually, since you brought that up, do you like that trio?
Trio titles,
and yeah.
Stuff? Nah,
I'm not a fan of it.
Not really.
That's just trying too hard to be different.
Yeah, I don't
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like the women's champions. Yeah. The mid card. I like the TBS and I like that. They definitely should have a mid card.
And I got a problem with that TBS championship.
I agree.
With the women's, I got a problem with that TBS. It's just like, all right, old girl got it for a long time, but if y'all making her this big, why don't y'all give her this women's title over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really think they
that's
need.
That's true.
They should because they have some duds as women's champions.
Yes,
that's true.
So they definitely.
I feel like it's like it's separated, like it's like a division. Like it's low key a SmackDown and Raw. But
I was Jade would come to WWE. It'd be over.
And the thing about Jade is like she's just getting started.
Yeah, she could. I mean, she's
only been wrestling for like a year. Or
that's
less.
That's all I'll give AEW is her.
I give them Britt Baker.
She,
I like her.
She okay.
Give her that.
I like Ember Moon, ex-WWE.
Yeah, WWE. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even count them. Those WWE to me.
True that.
I haven't got into Paige. Well, what was her name?
Saraya.
I haven't gotten into that yet.
But we definitely going to dedicate an episode to AEW. Yeah. We ain't going to exclude them. Impact. We follow it all. WWE is where we got started.
Midget wrestling, we ought not just play.
I don't know about all that. That's a separate podcast. That's his podcast. He must have another one.
I'm talking about eagles, fucking midgets and eagles and shit.
I definitely would. Okay, I would interview one.
A midget wrestler?
Yeah.
For what?
I'm curious.
What?
The road life.
The road life.
Yeah.
What
that sounds crazy, bro. After I think about it,
I'm just picturing a midget walking through here right now. Like, hey, how you getting? No, we're not
interviewing here.
I might miss that episode.
Before we get off, I do want to talk about one thing.
What's that?
It's going to happen at Royal Rumble. Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in a pitch black match.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are y'all thoughts on that? Like, what do y'all think is going to be?
I mean, a pitch black match, like. Y'all gonna have lights in the ring for me to see, like, that's what's going on? Like, this is gonna be two dudes fighting in the dark? And I'm supposed to just guess on what's happening?
I'm trying not to laugh at it because I've been thinking about this match for a little while.
Yeah, like, I don't even know.
And I wasn't even gonna bring it up because I was like, Barry, that's not.
It's interesting because it's never happened.
Okay, so I didn't think it was at first because I'm just like, how y'all gonna pull this off? Like,
yeah, I don't know. That's the thing.
It's kind of like, what was it, years ago when they said Mankind and The Rock have that empty.
I watched that.
It wasn't a bad batch. I just was like, bro, this look weird.
That was weird. Like Sunday night heat.
Yep.
Oh wow, throwback. Oh,
wow, we are old.
Yeah.
Some 20-year-old was like, what? What is that?
Oh, wow, The Rock versus Mankind. Yeah. I used to watch Sunday Night Heat hoping.
It was cool. I liked the velocity.
Title match.
Hoping they'll fuck up, mess up, and put the pay-per-view right on it, right after it. Or Sunday Night Heat, then the pay-per-view. Like, they gonna mess up one day. Are they gonna mess around and play?
It's easy to do.
Hey, you my guy because I thought the same thing, bro.
I get to watch it.
Oh, Law and Order.
So was you also the person that go on Channel 99? They had a pay per view on there, but you couldn't see it. You had to pay for it. You had to watch.
I think I did that one time. But man. I was mad. You can hear it.
You can hear it, but you can't see it
really.
Like my brother was killing me one day by his friends. Like they walked in. They was like, "What you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I got the wrestling match on." They was like, "Bro, you can't see nothing." They was like, "So you just in here listening to it?" I remember his
first
friend was like,
"Podcasting."
Yeah. Before podcasting, right? Thought of.
Yeah, look, my cousin was like, my brother Fred was like, "Hey." So, you watch the WWE? No, I listen to it, though.
Right.
He's like, man, if you'll get out of here.
That's hilarious,
man. I'm blown away. That's what I'm taking away from this episode is Kurt is the Royal Rumble genius.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Because there ain't Royal no Rumble, way I could do that.
Thesaurus.
For real.
That's great. I know they had to say the talent.
Maybe that's real impressive.
Maybe before 2000, I probably can.
Oh, here we go. This man about to.
1986. Stone Cold. 97 was Stone Cold. 96 Shawn Michaels. 95 was Shawn Michaels. 94, I want to say Bret Hart.
Yep.
93.
It was co-winners, though.
Bret Hart and Lex Luger.
No, he didn't get that right.
Bro, what in the?
Wow. That's 94. 93, Yokozuna. 92, Ric Flair, of course, they put the. I'm going to say 91.
Y'all don't know how shocked we are.
I'm going to say 91 was Hulk Hogan. I got that wrong.
No, I think you got that right. I think you did.
I'm going to say 90 was Hulk Hogan, too. I think he went back to back. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, man. I don't even know what
to say. So if y'all can see our faces right now. Wrestleholics.
Wrestleholics, man.
I think we should edit off all that.
I think so, too.
Definitely appreciate everybody.
That's impressive.
That's crazy. Definitely appreciate you, everybody listening, man. Definitely give us your opinions on this. Definitely going to have the social medias up soon. We're definitely going to have the Cash App because we would love donations. And just get
this. You hear, we need some sound effects.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I'm
listen.
I'm going to choke that bird. Yeah. If I hear it one more time.
Yeah. I'm scared to press another button.
It's like the Martin episode.
Kurt done got shot.
Right. Nothing.
Oh my God, I hate y'all. So definitely appreciate everybody. Y'all got anything else to say, man?
Hey, ready for the Royal Rumble when you see Naomi and my man Cody Rhodes win the Rumbles.
Yes, sir.
I was about to look for the errant sign.
Oh, so you agreeing with Naomi now?
No, I just can't wait to see her return. I'm
ready to see what Cody Rhodes do in the ring this time. But other than that, make sure to follow us on Twitter at the Wrestleholics Pod. We definitely about to have the Instagram back up, the Facebook. Any of y'all social medias y'all want to give? Podcast Drew_.
I'm at DC Hendrix.
Kurt is unavailable. That's what
he's saying.
Twitterless Kurt.
Oh, that was the perfect time to play that bird now.
No, that's the gunshot.
Never mind. I'm trying to get him to do it. He gave up. We done scarred him.
I got to write these down. But appreciate y'all listening to the Russell Holics, man. We'll get back with you soon.